A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, August the 1st, 2019. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the one-year anniversary of the August 1st post-election shootings, which took place in Harare this time last year. And we also have some in-studio surprise for you, so stay tuned.
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day.
And don't forget that you are now live streaming on our Facebook pages, and you can join in the conversation right now by liking us. If you haven't already done so, please go to VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele, and so you can join in the conversation.
If you're just joining us, welcome. Or if you have been with us, welcome again. Today on the Women's Roundtable, like we said earlier on, we're discussing the one-year anniversary of the August 1st post-elections shootings, which took place in Harare this time last year.
And the shootings by state security agents killed six civilians with dozen others seriously injured, leading to the government setting up of the Kgalema Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry, which recommended that the victims be compensated.
And the fatal shootings were triggered by protesters demanding the immediate announcement of results of last year's disputed polls, which were narrowly won by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And meanwhile, the United States government today imposed sanctions on the ambassador designate to Tanzania, retired Major General Anselm Namo Sanyatwe, and his wife Chido Machona for his role in the August 1st shootings.
While we're going to be talking about the shootings, we also have some in-studio guests. But Star, maybe let's go to you in Ndebele so you can just round up and then we'll come back and introduce our guests.
Yebo, njobe sicho nje lapha si labanye abasivakatshelewe lapha e-studio abakuhlelo leyali lona lukhona pha e-Washington. Kodwa ke njengoba ke siqale satsho lamhla ke sokuphele umnyaka kwabulawa abantu kulandela ukutshengisela laphana kusanda abantu bamelele impumela yokhetho. Abanye ke babengasahlalisekanga ukuthi sokuphuzile ukuthi kukhitshwe leyo mpumela ngokutsho kwabo. Ngakho kwaba lokutshengisela, kwaba lamasotsha, kwadutshulwa abantu. Njalo udaba lolulu lokhu lusacutshungulwa ikhomishini. Ingathi nje i-commission siyalucubungula sokukhangelela ukuthi uhulumende uza kwenza yini konke i-commission yathi kufanele kwenziwe ukuthi kucutshungulwe lolu daba. Abantu ababulawayo, ngubani wababulalayo, kwasokwenze njani, kwahamba njani. Njalo sibonile ke ukuthi kulesiphathi samandla sikahulumende, yena ongumeli wesigodlo seZimbabwe eTanzania, owetheswe izijeziso ngele-United States. Umnumzana Anselm Namo Sanyatwe lomkakhe unkosikazi Chido Machona, ngoba bathi laye waphatheka ekudutshulweni kwabantu ngalesi sikhathi. Kodwa ke sokumelekele uhulumende ukuthi sibone ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho. I-commission yayikhokhelwa waba ngumongameli we-South Africa umnumzana Kgalema Motlanthe, watsho ukuthi kwenziweni. Ngakho kukhangelelweke ukuthi uhulumende uza kwenza yini lokho. Njalo ke lithiye indlebe lapho elizwezwa sikhuluma labasakhulayo ke ababuye kuhlelo lweyali khonapha e-Washington lalingelwe Mandela Fellowship, lizwe ke ukuthi bona bathini ngababulandileyo, njalo inhlelo zabo zihamba kanjani, ngoba konke lokho sizakube sikukhuluma khonapha kuhlelo lwenu.
Aiwa kunewa vachango vakupinda mchirongwa tino kuchinga mizai. Nasi tulikutarisa isu zvakaitika. Izuva ranasi gore rapfuura potakaona vanhu vachiwanikwa vachipfurwa muguta reHarare vachirasikirwa neupenyu. Uyezve tikazoona hurumende ichigadza iyo yavanoti iyo Commission of Inquiry pane zvanga zvaitika izvi ichitungamirwa navaHalime Mohlante. Nasi taonazve hurumende yeAmerica ichiti iyo yawanikwa iyo ichiisa zvirango pane vaimbova vari mauto. Nasi taona ambassador designate vekuenda kuTanzania retired major general Anselm Namo Sanyatwe nemudzimai wavo Chido Machena vachinzi ivo vachange vachipinzwa ivo pazvirango kana aya anonzi sanctions. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kutarisa zuva ranhasi, asi tisataenda ikoko. Nasi tatsikwa ipo pano nevechidiki vari pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship, madzimai akawanda uyezve vachange vari pano vachitiudzawo kuti zvii ivo sevechidiki zvavari kuita kumusha zvaita kuti vakwanise kunge vachipinda muchirongwa ichi. Saka tichange tiinavo ipo pano nhasi. Uyezve imo muno mustudio pari zvino titori nemumwe wemadzimai vechidiki avo, Sisi Mercy Chachikoka, vari pano. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro.
Tinotenda nekuti chingamidza pano makadii vatereri vechirongwa The Round Table, chirongwa chemadzimai.
Sisi Mercy, mungatitsanangurirewo kuti muneitei muri kuZimbabwe uyezve zvii zvamakadzidza zvamuchanopakurirawo vamwe?
Ini ndiri kuZimbabwe ndakadzidza nezvechikafu, asi ndiri murimi, ndo zvandakandiunza kuno kuAmerica. Ndinorima izvo zvinoitwa inonzi horticulture, zvinova muriwo, mapotatoes, madomasi, hanyanisi, ndichichengeta zvehuku, huku dzedu dzechibhoi nembudzi.
Munoita izvi muri kubvi?
Tinoitira kuBeatrice, ndokune prize redu.
Saka iko kuno kuAmerica zvii zvamadzidza zvamungati izvi ndichienda ndichinopakurirawo vamwe madzimai kumusha?
Ndiri kuno kuAmerica ndanga ndiri kuchikoro chinonzi Clark Atlanta University. Takadzidza zvakawanda and pazhinji zvandiri kuda kuenda nazvo kumba, kunyanya kukurudzira kushanda nemadzimai, nekuti takadzidziswa kunzi zvatadzidza kunoku hazvisi zvako iwe wega uti ndokura ndiri ndega. Vanotaura vanoti ukadzidzisa mudzimai wadzidzisa dzinza rose. Saka ndiri kufunga kunopakurirana nevamwe madzimai vari kunyanya-nyanya zvekurima kuti tinoita sei kuti tirime takawanda, nekurima kunoita kuti tichengetedze kunyanya-nyanya zvemamiriro ekunze adai kushanduka neinonzi climate change.
Vamwe vangati zvinhu pari zvino zvakaoma munyika vangazvigone here mukapindura here ipapo?
Kurima hakuna kuoma nekuti kazhinji kacho unoshandisa zvaunazvo. Vatine minda kunyanya-nyanya yandandichitaura kuti yandinoita horticulture haidi munda wakakura. Inoda kanzvimbo kadiki-diki kekuti unorima zvinhu ende zvizhinji zvacho zvinotora mwedzi mitatu chete zvobva zvatokura zvoenda kunotengeswa, iwe wodzokera woenda wokwanisa kuchinja worima zvimwe, zvinotora futi mwedzi mitatu. Saka handione zvakanyanya kuoma. Uye kumusha kuZimbabwe tine mabank ari kukurudzira vamadzimai kuti vaite zvekurima, Women Development Bank. Mikana iriko uya nezvinhu zvenyu zvinoendeka, variko vari kukurudzira kunyanya-nyanya futi vechidiki. Tine vanhu vakawanda vari kuda kutikurudzira, asi chandinoda kuudza vechidiki nemadzimai ndechekuti tikatendeka. Nekuti kazhinji chinonetsa ndechekuti kana tapiwa mari hatishandisa zvatatichida kuishandisa, taregera kudaro tatadza kudzosera chikwereti.
Maybe in English, if you can just tell us in brief, what's your takeaway? You were here under the YALI program. What's your takeaway, especially for the women out there who are interested in doing farming, which is what you said you're doing at home?
My takeaway is going to be there's nothing greater than your vision, and how you think is everything. So basically, women who are into farming or who want to try farming, it's the best way to go. We can feed the family. We can feed the family. We can feed the nation. We need to change our narrative as Africans, and we need as Zimbabweans to reclaim our position as the breadbasket of Africa. And we are the ones to lead that change.
Star, I don't know if you're
talking about that. Yeah, but I'm talking about Mr. Razweni Silong, because I have a message to talk about, and I have a message to talk about, and I have a message to talk about Mandela Fellowship, and I have a message to Washington. Olaba sakhulayo ke nobesitshela ukuthi imsebenzi yakhe ayenzayo yiphi uthi usemsebenzini wokulima njalo lapha uhlelo lolumncedile kakhulu uzafika echathekela abanye ekhaya.
Thank you very much, Messi. Maybe just round up your last words.
My last words are going to be for all youths out there and all women out there. Follow your passion, follow your vision. There is no need for you to waste time doing what you don't love, because the world is not waiting for anyone. It's waiting for you, and you can only act starting now.
Very inspiring words there. Thank you so much, Mercy Chachkoka. So those who want to follow you, where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook. My Facebook name is Mercy Chachkoka Joa. I'm also on Instagram, Meme_Chachkoka.
That's good. Thank you so much. Tinokutenda isisi Mercy vanga vari pano vari pachirongwa che Mandela Washington Family Fellowship kana kuti YALI. Pari zvino regai timbotaurisa vari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Tine top fan yedu Disciple Madanire vari kuti takaimirira surprise yacho. Surprise maiona maona sisi Mercy vanga vari pano sisi Mercy Chachkoka vanoti ivo murimi uyezve vari kukurudzira vechidiki kuti vasatye kupinda muzvirongwa zvakadai sezvekurima nezvimwewo. Sidi Murimbi ari kuti tiri kukona hedu. Elvis King Masuku Chanyuka ari kuti watching you from Cape Town. Liberty Macheza Ananza, I'm watching you from Dubai. Ndiri pano ndiri kuno ku Dubai. Vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa muchivunza vasikana vechidiki vatinavo pano pachirongwa. Nyorai namba dzenyu, makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikufonerei asi tatsikwa neprovinzi zvakare. Surprise ya tataura ino tinayo zvakare. Who have we in the studio now, Star?
Yeah, njengoba ke sike salitshela ukuthi sixoxa laba kuhlelo lo Mandela Washington Fellowship osolaziwa ngokuthi YALI khona pha eWashington DC, izizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe eAfrika ezethekelele lapha eWashington ezikuhlelo lolu. Kodwa lapha hayi ke silezizalwane zeZimbabwe, njalo kwakhathesi silomonye ke esilayi lapha estudio, yena ke uzasitshela ukuthi ngubani njalo yena ungene njani kulolu hlelo.
Linjani balaleli, mina nginguSamantha Sibanda, mvela lako Bulawayo, yikho engikhulele khona ephela ndaba duze lemangcwabeni.
Hayi kuhle ekhaya ke uvela ngaphi ekhaya?
Ekhaya mvela ePlumtree komakhulela. Njalo kathesi ngisebenza ngikwele Harare eCapital City, ngisebenza labakhubazekileyo. Sinika i-information eningi etshiyeneyo, njalo lokuxhumanisa izakhamizi labantu abangabathungameli like omeya, ama-councillors abo sibabiza nje. Njalo sinika ama-scholarships abantwana abalama-disabilities.
Yeah, inhlanganiso yakho yiphi?
Inhlanganiso yami kuthiwa i-Signs of Hope Trust. Ngayiregister ngo-2014 as a trust le Ministry of Justice eZimbabwe.
Ye, nxa usithi ulincedisa abakhubazekileyo lapha, libancedisa kuziphi inhlelo kahle kahle?
First of all, information like abantu nxa ulwazi, nxa ungelalwazi ukuthi uze ulwele kumba ama-rights akho kumbe kwini, awusozukwanisa. So sibanika i-information, sibaxhumanisa njalo labantu abathungamelayo endizindaweni ezishiyetshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abakhubazekileyo ukuthi bebe le-chance nje ukuthi bebone abathungameli and hold them accountable, abalalaso isikhathi sona leso. So yikho esiconcentrate ngakho, sibanika i-information. Abangezwayo endlebeni besayinelwa, be-interpretelwa, abangaboniyo bephiwa kuhlo kwe-braille. So yikho esikwenzayo kakhulu.
Yeah, manje sikhuluma nje liyaphumelela yini emzameni naleyo? Lingavela ke libaxhumanise lalabo abangabanceda kumbe kuhulumende kumbe zinhlanganiso ezimela amalungelo oluntu kumbe izigodlo zamanye amazwe, baluthola yini usizo? Kulula yini ukuthi libancedise?
I-advocacy work yona ngokwayo inzima kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi kudingakala ukuthi sitshintshe izinto eziningi, ama-policies lezinto eziningi kakhulu. So sijale ukuthi nxa belama-public sessions lapha, sihambe lathi siyabona ukuthi kulazo yini izinto eziphathalene labakhubazekileyo yini. Mbona ukuthi kudala sasingabantu labana ababanika uncedo, you know, like ama donations, and I don't think this is the season for donations. Sesifuna ukuthi abantu bebe lama rights yabo, not ukuthi ngikhona bebe lama small privileges which can be withdrawn anytime. So asikufuni khonoko, sesifuna abantu bebe lama rights, and I think i disability yi human rights issue esi ignore kakhulu eZimbabwe.
Yeah, manje uncedo lolu lokutshela nje abantu ngamabala luyasiza yini kakhulu, kumbe abantu bafuna abangakubamba ngesandla njengokuthi abangaqalisa ngakho uhlelo esingathimbe imali ebangayitshala kumbe okunye iskill abangaba laso ukuthi bezithuthukise labo empilweni, bayawenzana amabala nje.
Okay, so enye into engiyifundileyo ngilapha ku fellowship yokucela imali. And not only to ask for donations, we don't want ama donations. Sesifunde ukuthi kumele ucele umuntu who invest in your idea. And the idea yami is to educate a person. Nge-information, siyakwazi ukuthi information is power. Nxa ule information you can do so much. So mina ngibuyele eZimbabwe ngifuna ukudinga abantu abazakwazi ku-invest in my idea. Ukuthi khona abantu abalama disabilities balama rights. They need education. Ngoba siyanika lawo ama scholarships abantu abadeaf so fastly 10. So kumele be invest in that idea. Hayikhona ukuthi ngicela hayi. Lokhu sokuphelile.
Yeah, good, right. So if you can briefly tell us in English what exactly your organization does and what you took out from the Yali Fellowship.
Okay, so my organization is an organization for people with disabilities. And what we do is to advocate for the rights of people with disabilities. So we advocate, we empower, and we serve them. So what happens is we do like town halls, town hall meetings with leaders like councillors, mayors, and other people who are influential. So that we see to it that the policies and the laws in Zimbabwe take into note people with disabilities. We know that people with disabilities are a marginalized group, and their access to information is sometimes a problem. There is no interpretation, for example, in many places. Even in the news itself, there is no interpretation. There is no braille provided. And then their issues are not in the ears of those who are leading, and so they continue to be a marginalized group. Okay. So our organization does a lot of advocacy on issues with disability.
There's something that really caught my attention when you said about your wish is that people invest rather than giving aid. Can you just expound on that?
Okay, so the difference was, you know, like the old system was to give like things like donations. And when you look at the donations, really they don't go anywhere, they don't go far. But now we need people who invest in the idea. The idea for my organization is to have people with disabilities empowered enough to self-represent themselves. Okay, and so I think this is a good thing to invest in, that people are given education so that they are able to fight for their own rights. They know themselves what is best for them. And with the information we give, and the equal opportunity to education that we want them to have, I think it's sufficient. There's a leader who has said education is the passport, you know, to a great future. So children with disabilities remain without that passport. But if you realize in Zimbabwe, we pay for our own fees.
Yes.
And if your parents are poor and cannot afford, you cannot attend school. For children with disabilities, they can't go to the nearby schools, which are paying, like now, it's about $70. They need to access a special school, which is paid in US dollars. And it's paid. So that's the inequality that is existent. And we cannot, as a country, continue to ignore this. And I think it's been long since we attained like independence, and we are still keeping this group marginalized.
Tiri papo sisi Samantha Sibanda, mugati sana nguruo kuti panisha mataura zanyanyo ndibata panyaye kuti murukuda kuti imi ebe ma business nevamo wawani kwe vachijigara marizavo kwete kuti vanu wangu ramba wachenda kuno pema kana wakatari sana kana kuti vachigara vachirara mane urema nyatsutsa nangura ipapo tinsku.
Tikaona ma business mazhinji ari mu Zimbabwe. Ndinoona kana vachipa ma donations chinenge chiri chikafu. Tsimongo unotoona hanzi 25 million chikafu chete kana kuti 20 million $1,000 mafuta. Zvinhu zviya zvinopera. Saka inini zvandiri kuda nesangano randaka tanga iri.
Rinonzi chii?
Rinonzi Signs of Hope Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then tiri muHarare pari zvino. And then tinoenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ndakarivamba ndine idea iyo yekuti hatigoni, even as non-disabled people, I associate ndiri munhu ari non-disabled. Hatigoni
mm-hmm.
kucontinue tingo pa vanhu chikafu.
Hapana mm-hmm.
kana chachinobetsera, chinongopera. Vana havasi kugona kuenda kuchikoro chiri padhuze, chiri mm-hmm. pedyo navo. Havasi kukwanisa because tiri kubhadhara tega fees
mm-hmm.
sevabereki. Handiti, saka tikadyara mukuti vawane dzidzo
mm-hmm.
nezivo rekuti alright kuti ndiwane chandinoda kwete ma privilege ndinoita sei. You know, kuma banki pane zviyazvo zvekuti kana muri pa line
mm-hmm.
vanongoti akare marangau yekumberi aiwa mm-hmm. zviyazvo hatisazvide zviya
mm-hmm.
it's just a privilege zvekuti mangwana kana banki kangomuka ichiti hazviite avai piwe that privilege tirikuda zvinhu zvinogara
mm-hmm.
zvinovaita kuti vawane mabasa vawane chikoro vawanewo mari yavanozviitira ne employment.
And where can people reach you? Because pana Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka pavio esho narikuti thumbs up sister vamwe vada kutobatsira kana kuti kunzwa nezvechirongwa kwenyu. Where can people find you or reach you?
Saka isusu tiri pa Facebook Signs of Hope Trust Zimbabwe iri pa Facebook
mm-hmm.
And then nenu ndiripo pa Facebook SamanthaSwanda.58 tinoziva kuti Samantha akawanda
mm-hmm.
saka anongoti .58 pai. And then tiri pa phone 0775 186 431. In are the kumba it's because Andrew Dotsokina. Actually your ideas it reminds me. I'm sure you must be a fan of maybe Hepbox. There's this economist Jambisa Moyo.
Okay.
She's a Zambian. She wrote the book Dead Aid.
Oh,
okay. Why Africa doesn't need aid, they need to be self-reliant
mm-hmm.
and trade and stuff like that. It actually caused a lot of controversy, mm-hmm. but some people are saying she's right.
Yes, I think she's right. And there's something also that I raised yesterday. You know, we can't continue trying to catch up with technology.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, America, I've seen what they do. In our university, they used to have a place like 24 hours, it's open
mm-hmm.
for people who want to hack, who want to do things like that. In Zimbabwe, we don't have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, so we need to invest in our own stuff. Things mm-hmm. that we know we can do best.
Yes, mm, you're right. And most colleges here, the library is called almost throughout the night. So
yes.
that students, those who work at night, can just walk in there. The computers are there. The
and
Wi-Fi is there.
In our university, we could even borrow a laptop like for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
A camera for 8 days, whatever.
Let me just read a comment from one of our top fans, Courage Mutabaya Naruti. Sister. Well done, sister. People with disabilities likely to be ignored at most cases in Zimbabwe, yet they are special like everyone else.
Sakanzi,
mm-hmm. thumbs up. Kwa muri.
Thank you so much. Ngibonge kakhulu ukuthi ube lati kuhle lo
ngibonile.
Lapho ke bese khuluma lo nkosazana Samantha ke Sibanda lapho sitshela ngokuthi kuyini akulandele lapha lokuthi inhlanganiso yakhe kuyini ekwenzayo. Njalo sithanda ukwemukela labo abasixhasayo kukhasi lethu le Facebook. Ngulo Vasco Nyaningwe Moyo othi salibonani emkhumbini ongcwele akatsese emkhumbini ongcwele umkhokheli inkosi Mlomo la uyasibingelela uthi Mhlabangana uyasilandela uBarbara Beauty Mzilanka Tancube ulaye uthi salibonani siyathanda labo njalo abanye abafuna ukusixhasa lisilandele kukhasi lethu le Facebook lapha sikhuluma laba kuhlelo olukuyali.
Mm-hmm. Star, we've got a lot of people that actually want to join in, but we have in studio right now one of the youngest from Zimbabwe. I understand that you're one of the youngest on the Yali crew from Zimbabwe. How old are you and what do you do? Who are you?
I just turned 23 coming here. I'm Belinda Magajwa. I work in sexual productive health and rights, advocating mostly for adolescents and young people. And I use media as a tool to advocate child rights.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So exactly what does your project aim to do? And if you can start with your project, yes. Whom do you help? Who is the target audience and so forth?
So my target audience is adolescents and young people. We are looking at people aged from 12 to 25. That's the group we work with. So what we hope, I've realized in Zimbabwe, there's lack of youth-friendly services when we talk about sexual reproductive health and rights. So we hope to advocate for youth-friendly services so that young people can access sexual reproductive health and rights services. We hope to have adolescents and young people with comprehensive sexuality education so they have the comprehensive information, not just about HIV and AIDS, but about STIs, about family planning, the risk that it comes with, even about dating itself. And we hope to create a society that actually educates young people, because most of the parents don't even talk to their children about sexual reproductive health and rights, and to create a society that is cautious and respectful of child rights in general.
Yes, that's just what I was thinking, that in Zimbabwe that would be a very controversial subject you're talking about. How do you teach a 12-year-old about this reproductive health? Are the parents forthcoming in letting their children, you teach their children?
So firstly, we noticed parents were not forthcoming. When you talk about sexual reproductive health and rights, the parents will think you want to teach my child to indulge in sex. Mm-hmm. So we ended up holding some parent dialogues to educate the parents that we are not teaching them about having sex. We are also talking about abstinence, how it is the 100% safe method. We are then talking to them that if you then decide to do it, we then educate them about use of condoms, family planning, and other measures. And we noticed this religious aspect that surrounds sex. So from the religious sector, it was also a challenge. So we then had to engage with pastors, youth leaders, youth advisors to have a dialogue with them. We are even working with some churches now. They invite us to talk to their young people. And we deliver our message differently. When talking to a 12-year-old, it's different to how I'm going to phrase my message when talking to a 25-year-old.
Yes, and so far, which areas do you cover in the country, and how many people can you say you have reached so far?
So far, I've worked in Chitungiza, which is where I come from, in Chitungiza community, with different schools, different colleges. I would say I've reached over 2,000 young people. And when I'm at school in Midland State Province, I do work with students on campus at Shishavani campus to educate them also about comprehensive sexuality education. And mass audience.
Aiwa, tiri papo, semusikana wechidiki, tirikuona uri kukandirwa mahats nemalike, tiona kuti ndiwe wechidiki pane group race rakabva kuZimbabwe. Chii chaungati wakadzidza iko kuno, chaushada kunopakurirawo vamwe kumusha, paunodzokera tinoziva nyaya dzepabonde dzinoti netsei kutaura nyaya nevechikuru nevadiki. Chii chaungati wakadzidza kuno?
So what I learned mostly when I come here is networks are very important. So as a leader, if you want to do something, you really need networks. You need to connect with people who are like-minded, people who are working in the same sector as you are. In that way, you can actually achieve your goals. Some of the resources and the knowledge that you might not have, the next person might have. And I also came to realize that it's really important to have a goal. What do I want to do as a young person, and how am I going to go about it? And not to let the financial aspect limit you, because it's really not about money. We all can do something. So I learned mostly that if you notice something that is wrong, don't wait for someone to come and do it. Don't complain, what is the government doing? My counselor is not doing this. But stand up as a young person and take action in your community. That little that you can do, you will be making a difference.
I want my show makukutu. Kunao vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tina muzvare Belinda Magarira vanoshanda ivo nevechidiki panyaya dzepabonde, mungave muri muzvikoro nekumwewo kumaruva nekumwe. Vari kuti ivo zvavadzidza imo muno muAmerica ndezvekuti usamirire kuti mari iwande muhomwe, kana kuti hurumende ingaite nezvipi kuti ibatsire vamwe vechidiki vangange vari kutarisanawo nematambudziko panyaya idzodzi dzebonde. Vari kuti ivo zvidiki diki zvaunokwanisa kuita izvozvo zvinogona kubatsira ndo zvavadzidza iko kuno kuAmerica.
Yes, and lastly, what have you learned from this fellowship program that will enhance your work back home?
So coming here, being the youngest, obviously, I was intimidated in a way. I'm part of a group of amazing people who are doing amazing things. And I didn't really know what I'm going to do back home because I'm still in college. So I didn't have like that huge, massive plan. So coming here, I had the opportunity to go for professional development mentorship at our institute, which was every Wednesday. And the professor there was the director of the company. First day, I think within first 5 minutes I met her, her question was, what do you want to do when you get back home?
Yeah.
And I was honest with you. I said, to be frank with you, I really don't know. So we got to discuss. We got to talk about what I'm doing back home. I work in sexual productive health and rights. Then I have a separate project that's advocate for child rights in media, using media generally. So I talked to you about that. And I said, I'm thinking of combining the two, but I really don't know how I'm going to do it. So I got to go home to write my project down. And I really shared my vision. Then I went back to her. So we got to discuss. And we got to discuss for 3 hours. And she was helping me with their practices at their organization, what they are doing. And she connected me to people who are already working in media, advocating for sexual productive health and rights. So I reached out to my colleagues back home, Fungai Masona, Cuthbert Sekarana. So we then discussed that we want to do this. They are like-minded. And that's another thing I learned from the fellowship. So we're in the process of registering our organization, Digital Advocates Inc., where we'll be advocating for sexual productive health and rights using media.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much for joining us. Xoxa-ke lo nkosazana Belinda yena ke uthi uhlelo ahamba ngalo ngolokuthi bafundise abasakhulayo abancinyane ke lapho ke abanye bale minyaka elithumi lambili kumbe lane ukuthi kusetshenziswe njani okokuvikela ukuzithwala lemikhuhlane emacansini ngakho ke simzile lapha ichasisa ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kunzima ukusebenza labazali ngoba babe bona ingani uzafundisa umntwana wabo okungalunganga kanti ke hayi uyenuthi bafundisa ababafundisa ukuthi baye emacansini babafundisa konke okuphathelane lalolu dabo ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza kumbe kuyini okungavikela ukuthi babe lemkhuhlane njalo sikhuluma nje sesilomunye njalo osesilaye lapha e-studio laye uzasichasisela ukuthi ibizo lakhe ke ngubani if you can tell us your name and why you are here.
Sawonani, mina nginguThembe Lihle Terry Lemzulu, ngivela koBulawayo, ngihlala eWaterford.
Yebo ke kuyini okulandileyo lapha ke Mazulu?
Bengizovakatsha yali program.
Yeah, ungasitshela ukuthi kuyinokufundileyo kulolu hlelo ongathi kusengafiki kokufundileyo sitshela ukuthi uvele ekhaya beze bekuthatha ukuthi ungene kulolu hlelo kuyinobukwenza kuyinokwenza ekhaya ukubenze bathi hayi ngcono untombazana lo abuye sizomfundisa okunye.
Alright, kule ndaba etshisayo indaba leyo ngeyamavuzu parties. So indaba leyo yamavuzu parties mina ngaqalisa ukudila layo kudala. So what I realized is that the main reason why abantu bethu begcwala gcwala nje estradeni ukuthi abala ndawo zokuhamba ukuyadlala. So I decided to come up with a recreational social club for young girls and women. So obaba bayaphuma behambe benze igolf kumbe be epub kumbe emabhawa bale ndawo zokuya khona kumbe ukuyadlala ibhora. But as abo mama lamankazana siyangapi? Where can we go and meet on a social platform to have conversations or to network or get to know each other? Ukwakha isisterhood liyana ukuthi sazaneni sisebenze
sonke. Ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi wena wawuvela usuyinanzelele kudala lolu hlupho ngoba abaningi baqalisa ukulunazelela kathesi singani into ebuye kathesi. Wona wawuvela wakubona kudala wafaka lolu usizo manje babuya yini abantu kumbe labo abazabuya ayisibo labana abaya emcimbini le.
Into esengayibona ukuthi kufanele ngenye into esiyifundile khona beyali wabathe yona yi human centered design. I human centered design yona ithi don't arrive utshela abantu into yokwenza. Mm-hmm. Don't say I have come to help you when ungazwisisi ukuthi what is the problem exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So into esayiqalisayo thina as Girl Grunge Zimbabwe ngeyokuthi let's start having these conversations to say kubantwana, okay, what is happening? Mm-hmm. What is the situation on the ground? Why are some of your friends doing these things? What are some of the gaps that you have, that you have seen, that are causing you to attend these parties?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sesikhangela ke isimo esikhona kathesi, ungathi imizamo yenu iyaphathisa yini kumbe uhlupho lo lokho lumemetheka. Kumbe ungathi hayi ngenxa yohlelo lwethu lolo sokungcono.
Mina ngingathi sokungcono. Why? Because angeke ngikwanise mina ukuncedisa wonke umuntu ka one. But mina into engifuna ukuyenza ukuthi ngifuna uqala ngami. Labantu engibaziyo labo bazaqalisa ngabantu ababaziyo ngesecle yakhe omunye ngomunye nge7 yakhe kuzaba le big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you intention ngiyitshela other young women ukuthi qala in the circle that you are lapho khona in your own house. Mina ngilabo nabo abayi 4.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are girls. It's an all girl house. So ngaqalisa ngkhaya ukuthi ngilalela ukuthi mankazana kuhamba njani.
Mm-hmm.
Asixoxe nini, let's have an open conversation about the situation on the ground. Yikho ukuthi mina ngiqalisa ukudevelop this passion that I have for young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And protecting them from the street.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so far, what can you say you learned from this fellowship that you can apply to this problem?
Listen. Don't go in there with the mentality yokuthi ngiyakwazi mina ngkwazi ngcono.
Mm-hmm.
I problem ekhona ukuthi the young girls are not having a conversation lo mama.
Mhm.
Uyangeke ukudiscuss some of these things openly lo mamake.
Mhm.
So thina into esifuna ukuyenza ukuthi we want to connect the young girls and the mothers through sisters.
Yeah.
So this is where yes, people my age now come in to say, all right, you can't go to your mom. Okay, come to me. Let's mm-hmm. have a discussion. What are some of the issues you're going through so that you don't have to go all the way to your mom?
Ngezinye indlela ungathi bangalilalela ngcono kulesiphatha amandla zikahulumende, inhlanganiso ezilela abanilungela abantu njengabo Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, abezinsonto bazwa ngcono nxa bekhuluma lomuntu oleminyaka ehambelana la.
Yes, number one. Number two, in small spaces, ukuthi like ube comfortable ukukhuluma exactly what is in your heart. Kungagcwala abantu abadala abaningi. Umuntu abe seyangeke ukuthi ekhulume some of the things ezisenhlizweni.
Mm-hmm.
So mina what I'm saying is, and what I want people to take away from our organization, ngeyokuthi start having conversations in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Start being that woman that creates a safe space. Be approachable, not just to abantu ohlala labo, but abantwana base in the neighborhood that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know ukuthi ngingahamba kumama uzivani, ngingakhuluma ngendaba yami, uyandlalela and can give me advice without judgment, without shouting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe if I can come in there.
Mm-hmm.
You really touched on a subject, you know, that has been under discussion all over social media, the Vuzu parties.
Uh-huh.
You said you are actually, you have a program that you're working with some people, I think in Bulawayo, you said. Tell us a little bit about that, and also what little pointers can you give to mothers out there who are listening, who have experience, because it's happening. It's, you know, something that's going on right now.
Yeah.
What can they do to get their children back, to educate the kids? From mm-hmm. what you've learned here and
okay,
there.
So I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl that came to us, LA vaginal thrush,
mm-hmm.
right? And it got so bad. And I asked her, why can't you go and discuss with your mom? Mm-hmm. Because I'm a symptoms. She was like, ngiyesaba ukuthi ngahamba ngiyediscuss anything from the belt going down. Umama mi uzaqalisa ukuthi ngiyenzani, eqalisa ukungishawudela, ukungipopotela. So if you instill fear in your kids,
mm-hmm.
they will not speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment they start keeping secrets, one day, you know, like, yeah, puma at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't talk to your child in your house,
mm-hmm.
your child is learning from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Right
manje
now,
ngali kuluma labo abantwana abazali lingakhulumanga labo kuzanceda yini kumbe kwesinye isikhathi liyazama labo ukukhuluma labazali.
Siyazama ukukhuluma labazali.
Mm-hmm.
But I always feel like do not also cross the line when the child has confided in you.
Oh yeah, ngoba
ikakhulu
ukuthi umqondo ukuthi ngoba umntwana akubuyile kumbe nje hayi singababiza bebonke bebaningi.
So siyambuza ukuthi konkhona, would you like us to have a conversation lo mamako? Is that a step that you'd like to take?
Mm-hmm. And what kind of responses are you getting when you ask, you know, kids that question?
They're usually very open to discuss with their parents. Ukuthi babe besabusisawa. And lami ngiyakuzisiza because lami ngikhula nganginjalo. Ukuthi nxa ngifuna ucela ukuthi ngiyelala ku sleep over kumbe siye partying, I'll say to my friend, "We asambe, asambe so ithu siye mcela nxa ukhona kasoze ngishawutele kumbe uzaya ngeke ukuyala or something." But we've always known instinctively in our heads ukuthi there is safety in numbers.
Kune avo vari pachirongwa pari zvino tina sisi Tebelihle Zulu vari pano vari kutaura ivo kuti vane chirongwa chavo chinodzidzisa vechidiki munyaya dzezvavari kusangana nazvo vari kuti ivo vano vari kuBulawayo uyezve ndo kunzvimbo iye yatakanzwa kuchitaurwa nenyaya yemavhuzu parties uko vana vechidiki vari kuenda vachinotora zvinodhakwa nezvimwewo vachiwanikawo vachizoita zvinhu zvisina kutsarukana pabonde saka ndo zvavari kutaura ipo pano vanga vari muchirongwa cheyali asi vari kukurudzira kuti vabereki teererai vana venyu uyezve vari kuti ivo pane vamwe vana vechidiki vavakambotaura navo pane mumwe wechidiki akanga abatwa nechirwere wechidiki akati haakwanisa kutaura namai vake nekuti anonyara kuti ataure nezvimwe zvinhu zvaanenge ari kunzwa saka ari kuti iye ana amai garai pasi nevana kana maona zvatadza muendawo kumasangano akadai sangano renyu rinonzi chii?
Girl Granja Zimbabwe.
Hey, and where can people find you?
They can find us on all platforms. It's all Girl Granja ZW.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okugcina ke ungahambi Tembelihle. Ungajaji uyasebenza yini lezi inhlanganiso kumbe lifuna lini ukuthi likhulume nje hayi lingabanga nililingana labo abasakhulayo. Kumbe kwesinye isikhathi liyaxhasana labanye ngiyambone kule mhlangano yabezinkonzo ezakhamizi labanye.
Thina ngoba saqalisa siyiqembu le WhatsApp group. Yikho saqalisela khona ukuthi sibe le virtual club because wonke umuntu kaTesulan ule phone. So usually kasiyenzi ama physical spaces. We just provide that platform where they can come and discuss lo muntu because sometimes they find it safer ukuthi bekhulume lo muntu abangamazi ukuthi bengayange because ngasihlangana so sihlanganisa amehlo babe sebeyangile
yayo kwena ngoba sakhulayo mpela ngoba sasibona abadala ukuthi baqonde ukuhlangana mpela e large city hall kumbe mahola amakhansili wona lawa nasemalokitshini.
I have a message for you right here. There is somebody watching us here, Muzi Ncube, saying I'm watching your awesome live talk show and I'm just amazed at how talented youth we have in Zimbabwe, but this is being wasted away by the Akai government. Imagine the talent we have lost in 40 years. So what's your take, you know, having 42 young people from Zimbabwe and you're one of them? How are you feeling?
I'm not very worried because according to statistics, the population of Africa is growing. And they envision that in about 2030 or 2050 that we are going to have the largest population. And as much as people are going out, what gives me hope is that people are being born every day. So new brains are coming in. It's a circle. As they would say in Lion King, it's the circle of life. So let's not focus more on what is going out. Let's deal with the people that are there right now. Because we can't see, the country is not empty. There are people that are left behind. But if we keep focusing on the prodigal son that has gone and we're not appreciating the son that is there right now, that's not fair.
Very wise.
Let's work with what we have.
Yeah, hi. Siyabonga kakhulu ke ukuba lathi lapha kuhlelo sesizathatha omunye ke Ntemba ke limzile ke unkosazana Tembelihle Zulu lapha esixoxela ngomsebenzi wakhe ekhaya ke kunenge akwenzayo ikakhulu udaba obese lusidla ubhedu ludubile ekhaya lamavuzo party bese sizwa abantwana behamba lapha emaphathini kuthi abanengi babo abazali mhlawumbe basebenza emazweni babe bathumela imali behambe bayenza imicimbi cimbi yechiyeneyo lapho okugcinwa kuthathwa izidakamizwa kuyiwe emacansini lokunye okuninginingi okufanele ukuthi ngaba bakwenzi ngeminyaka abalayo ngoba abanye babe belama 14 years abanye ke kusiya phambili khonale kodwa hayi. Now we have our next guest, Layo Yali. Yes, how are you?
I am good, thank you.
Yes, if you can briefly tell us who you are, your organization, and what you do.
Okay, my name is Tinashe Nokwara. I'm from Zimbabwe, Harare. I'm an audiologist by profession, so I work with individuals with hearing impairments, right from newborn babies up until the old age people. So I work with I work at AudioMax, and then we also have an NGO called VizEar, which is where most of the work that we do is what brought me here.
You were here as part of the 42 Young Zimbabweans. What's your takeaway from the project? What are you going to impart to the people that are back home in Zimbabwe? What did you learn?
Right. So I feel like when we are home, everyone always thinks that coming to America, that's where you get all the solutions. After the 6 weeks that we've spent here, I am fully convinced that Africa, we have the solutions for ourselves. So I'm grateful for the exposure that we've had. And that's what we will take in the connections amongst the other African fellows, because we are really one with the other African countries, in especially the borders that are there, but our issues are the same, and we understand our context much better. So that's what I'm going to take back, the networking that I had, the fellowship that I had with the other young leaders who are doing amazing things across the continent of Africa.
Tinashe, tinonzwa kuti uri audiologist. Zvichii audiologist anoita ndezvei?
Audiologist kungoda kungorasisa vanhu mufungo kuti zvinonyanyoshamisira. Tinongoshanda nezenzeve. Saka kunzwa kuri sei mazuva ano nenyaya yema earphones vanhu vachijoga vachiita sei sei or music. Ndozvinhu zvese tenshita kungokurudzirana kuti vanhu vachengetedze nzeve dzavo dzisakanganisike. Pane zvimwe zvatingakwanisa kuti tanizera kuti it's not derera nezera, but nyaya noise zvinhu zvekuti zvinodzoreka musa munokwanisa kuita muchichengetedza nzeve. Saka audiology tichirungotara nyaya dzekuchengetedza kunzwa kwemunhu nzeve dzako.
Kune avo vakatarisa pari zvino vangangoti ndingazvigone here zvakaitwa nasisi Tinashe Nokwara izvo, kuti iye zvinezvi vari kuAmerica vari pachirongwa cheyali. Mungati imimi makapinda sei pachirongwa ichi, uyezve munhuwo zvake akatarisa pari zvino anogona here kuchipinda?
Okay. Chandakaona pandaingotaura even nevamwe vangu ndechekuti tanga tingori vanhu tichiita zvatiri kuita kwatiri yatinoti passion. Nekuburikidza nekuita zvinhu zvatinazvo zvatine passion nazvo ndo zvakativhurira mukana wekuti tionekwe kunzi munenge muri kuita zvinhu zviri kuvandudza macommunity enyu. So ndo pandofunga kuti vanhu tofanira kutangira, kwete da unyanyotangira kuti ndopinda sei muchirongwa ichi. Asi kutangira pakuti inini ndakadanwa kuitei, passion yangu ndeipi, chiita izvozvo nemazvo. Mukudaro mikana inovhurika sei yakadai, inokwanisa kuti uzowana imwe exposure yaunganide tichienda mberi.
Yes, and in your field of work, audiology, would you say this problem of hearing impairments, it's rampant in the country? And which places have you worked in so far, and how many people have you reached? Do you think it's really an issue in Zimbabwe?
It is an issue.
Right.
Unfortunately, we really don't have complete statistics for the country, but we have done a few researches in the Manicaland area and stuff. But just looking at what we have managed to do at the refurbished unit as VizEar, which was established, so because the services were not there at all, so these are services that were introduced at Harare Children's Hospital through VizEar, and more than 10,000 people have been attended to for ear, nose and throat, audiology, or speech therapy services.
You do preventative too?
Yes, we try our best, because there are only so few of us. There are only 8 audiologists in the country right now. So
and you are one of them.
I'm one of them. Yeah.
Wow.
So we try our best. For instance, in March, we have what we call World Hearing Day.
Yes.
So we were literally the whole week on radio stations back home, you know, just trying to bring awareness, because we cannot physically be in all the places, but at least the radio gives us the platform to reach out to everyone.
Yes, and so, I think preventive is also important. So do people really get your message? You go to where the people can really receive the do's and don'ts so that their children do not succumb to this.
Yes, so some, they are getting it. So one of the things I had mentioned earlier was the issue of noise-induced hearing loss, which is due to the earphones and stuff. And we also do that in the workplaces. We have programs that we go to different workplaces to inform the employees there, together with the employers who arrange these platforms. And then the one interesting thing that people do and do not realize that they should not do is using cotton buds. Because they call them earbuds. But they actually, you should not use anything to poke into your ears. Let the wax come out on its own. Use your towel when you're taking a shower. Do not poke.
Yes. The doctors say the same thing. Yeah, thank you so much.
Before you go,
Kuluma. Yes, sizabuyela njalo kuye sikhuluma lo nkosazana Tinashe nokwara ke yena ke ukhangela okuhambelana lendlebe. Ngizalichasisela ke ukuthi obesithini singaqala siye kuye asitshele lokucinga.
Set my end up panisha mataura about earbuds, taura ifut.
Okay. Ma cotton pads. Aya. Musa ise munzeve azvitenderwi nzeve dzinozvisuka dzeka ndosaka mushona mafunzi akuzongobuda ega shandisai tawo pakugeza. Kana dzawandisa mafunze ndopa muenda kwa chitemba kuti munosukwa mune nzira dzinokurudzirwa zvakanaka.
Vanhu vangakuona ikupi? Where can people find you?
Okay, saka tirifa 93 Bains Audio Max. So vanokwanisa kubata ku 9 Rollins Quick with Ear. And then tine machitemba edu ma ENT anewanikwa zve kwakare ku Harare Hospital, Children's Hospital uye kuparenya tukwa Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Makuseni.
Thank you so much. We had there on a program a Yali fellow Tinashe Nukwa who's an audiologist. Varutaura ivo kuti zvimwe zviri kusangana zvirwere zvenzeve zviri kusanganikwa nevanhu munyika ndozva vari kuedza kutaura kuti pane zvizhinji zvinogona kuitwa kuti zvirwere izvi zvisawanikwe zvichibata nyanya vana vechidiki saka ndozva vanga vari kutaura ipo pano asi tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu tinoona kuti network inenge iri kumboenda ichidona pana Faith Chinembiri ari kuti good evening Faith top 10 yedu ipo pano saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tangatine vasikana madzimai vechidiki vari pachirongwa chedu cheMandela Washington Fellowship vanga vari imo muno muAmerica pari zvino asi ndiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe budhi vari pano regai titi vapinde kana vachiripo handisi kuziva vapindewo pachirongwa timbonzwa kubva kune varume ndiri kunzwa kuti vanenge vazotaiwa nhasi regai tipe mukana kune madzimai saka kunavo vari pachirongwa tinokutendai uyezve rambai muchipinda ipo pano muchikwanisa kunge muchibvunza mibvunzo tigobvunza ivava maYali Fellows anga ari pano pari zvino vachiripo zvavo tinenge tichivabvunza hanzi naFaith Chinembiri zvandakatenga peki yese yemaearbuds zvino sori hako hanzi namuzvare Tinashe nokwara vanova ivo audiologist izvo hazvibvumidzwe zvimwewo zviri kutaurwa ipo panapa kune avo vanga vari pachirongwa chedu uyezve tiri kuona kuti network iri kuenda ichidzoka saka tinokutendai tanga tichitaura nhasi nyanya pamusoro pezvirongwa zviri kuitwa nezvisvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri muno imo muno muwashington pari zvino pachirongwa chemandela washington fellowship taona vanobva kumativi mana akasiyana siyana vachipinda vachitaurawo nezvavari kuita kumusha asi ivo vari kuti ivo nyangwa hazvo vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti vana vechidiki vazhinji vari kubuda munyika vari kuti aiwazve kune vamwe vari kuzvarwa saka ngatiregei kunyanya kutarisa kune avo vari kubva asi kune avo vachirimo munyika star
yebo ke ade silo mhlonitsha wethu lapha ade sixoxela ukuthi yena kade sichasisela ngohlelo abalwenzayo ukuthi abantu ikakhulu baba lohlupho endlebeni lapha ngoba kulezi nsuku sokusetshenziswa okuningi sokusetshenziswa ama-earphones lama-headphones okungenza ukuthi umuntu acine engasezwa kuhle abanye bavula umsindo ube khulu kakhulu esingathi i-volume ngakho ke bahamba befundisa abantu ukuthi hayi lingakwenzi njalo njalo sebabona ukuthi kulabantu abedlula i-10,000 asebakhangelwa ezibhedlela lanxa nje bengathathanga wonke amanombolo ukuthi bebone ukuthi uhlupho lolu lungabe lubhahe njani eZimbabwe kodwa bafundisa abantu ukuthi bengavikela njani uhlupho lolu lasabelo hlupho labo bazama ukubatshela ukuthi bengenzani ukuthi bazisize njalo sithanda ukubonga labo abasilandelayo kukhasi lethu leFacebook silo Barbara Beauty Mazilankatancube othi salibonani ekhaya uThuli Masoka othi lami ngilalele ukhumalo Pamela uthi salibonani Zimbabwe abahle lo Brian Ndlovu ubalance moyo uthi usibukele ese South Africa likhumbula ukuthi namuhla ke
Caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, Trusa or Nanwe Murkubi.
What are you doing? I'm going to go to Spring.
Ah, Kwagadi Kanyuk.
Ah, Kanyuk no Fara and Bonzara.
A honey man, a honey boy, it is we. Ah, that is a word. So Mkoma Raymond there was calling us all the way from Chipinge. He's saying there's too much hunger, but his line just cut off. So as we know, there are issues of electricity and network. And for those that are following us, we really thank you. Panachipo Musandinyika. Arikuti iye nyashanda kufarira. Arikuta warari panapa. Faith Shinembiri ndiye watambo. Iringa uya uya. Kune avo varikura mbava cherasikiru kwa network aiwa. Tine urombo. Asi kune avo vangavari nesu kufira patatanga chirongwa. Tino kutenda icha izu kunge manga mwini nesu ipopano. Nasitanga tiri kukurukura chitaura nezvizvarwa wa zve Zimbabwe. Zviripa chirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship. Varikuita ivo mabasa akasiyana siyana munyika. Vangavari kuya ipopano vachitudza unyanzvi hwavo. Uye zveza varikuta.
Yes, and today, remember, most people in Zimbabwe say, looking at the one-year anniversary of the 1 August post-election shooting, which took place in Harare last year, and we realize that the MDC has released a statement condemning what has happened, and the government, on the other hand, is saying that it is still implementing the recommendations that were made by the Kgalema Motlanthe Commission, which was set up to look into this issue. And also today we realized that the United States government imposed sanctions on the ambassador designated to Tanzania, the Zimbabwean retired Major General Anselm Namo Sanyatwe and his wife Mrs. Chido Machona, where they are saying they had a role in this in the first August shootings. Ngakho ke sizabona ukuthi kambe lokhu kungabe kusichoni kungabe kusichi ukuthi sizabona elemeli kalisethesa ezinye iziphatha amandla zikahulumende ekakhulu ezobutho izijeziso lezi yini ama travel sanctions ukumbe sikuyaphelela khonapho sizabona futhi ukuthi kambe uhulumende uqinisile yini ukuthi uzalandela iziqondiso ezabekwa yikhomishini leya ikhokhelwa ngowayengumongameli wayengumsekeli kamongameli weSouth Africa umnumzana Kgalema Motlanthe baza kwenza yini lokho ngoba sananzelela ukuthi le United States lithi lizethula izijeziso lezethesa eZimbabwe kungalandelwa amalungelo oluntu la khonokho ababethe baza kwenza ngakho ke sizabona ukuthi kuzawela ngapi indoko lokuxaxa.
Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tatanga nhasi pachirongwa chitarisa isu kurangarirwa kwezuva riya rakapfurwa vanhu muguta reHarare musi wa 1 August uyezve tikazopindira pamberi pechirongwa chitarisa isu chitaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari muno muguta reWashington nhasi pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship icho chakapera nezuro vanga vari kutaura ivo mabasa vari kubata vari kumusha uye avo vanenge vari kuda kunyatsoziva nezvavari kuita tichange tiri kuisa malinks edu pamaplatforms edu evoa munogona kuenda ipapo muchiwana kuti pane here kana muchida kuziva zvavari kuita kumusha mukwanisa kuwana malink ipapo uyezve tinotenda vese vanga vari palive feed pedu vabva payali patanga tina Tinasheno Kwara Belinda Magarira Samantha Sibanda Messi Chikoka Tembelihle Zulu ndo vamwe vanga vari pachirongwa chedu zuva ranhasi uyezve vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti munogona kuvawana imi pa social media yavo saka munogona kuenda pama Facebook page edu tichange tiri kuisa ma details kuti munogona kuvabata sei kana muri kuda kunzwa nezvavari kuita vari kumusha kune avo vese vari kubva kupinda muchirongwa tinokutendai uyezve munoziva zvekuita kuti kana muchinge mapinda mubva madzvanya pakanzi share kuitira kuti tione takawanda tiri kuona kuti nhasi live feed yedu inenge iri kuita problem ye network aiwa tinotenda vakwanisa kunge vachitiona uyezve varamba vainetsu. And would like to thank all those that were really live streaming with us. As you heard earlier on, the news that we had for you is that the American government today imposed sanctions on Ambassador Designate to Tanzania, retired Major General Anselm Mnamo Sanyachke, and his wife Chidoma Chona, for their role in the August 1 shootings, which was initially our topic, but we also brought in some guests from the Mandela Washington Fellowship who were here in studio with us. So we'd like to thank everybody that was with us on this program. We realized the network wasn't doing so well, but thank you for braving it and staying with us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, star.
Yes, thanda ukubonga ke abehlelo lwe Mandela Washington Fellowship lona ke olwazwa ukuthi yali abakhona pha e Washington DC. Besilo Tina Shen Okwara, u Belinda Makarira, u Samantha Svanda, u Messi Chachoka, u Thembelihle Zulu. Bona ke abasichasiseleyo ukuthi kuyini okubaletha lapha lokuthi inhlelo kuyiza abaziqhubayo yiziphi njalo kuyini abazakuphathela abanye ekhaya. Sizile njalo lokunye okuningi nengi okuphathelane lokwenzakala ekhaya ke khona silitshelile ukuthi lamuhla ukhona omunye osetheswe izijeziso zokuhamba ukuthi angasabuyi lapha kwele Melika ngenxa yokubulawa kwabantu ngomnyaka ophelileyo kusanda kwenziwa ukhetho. Asikwazi kumbe kuzaqhubeka yini lokhu kumbe kuzayenziwa. Uhulumende okumele akwenze ukuthi angabi lezijeziso livalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Let's meet again next week.